Hi, it's Beth here. It's Tuesday, March 17th, and this is episode 83. I just had to see if I could find some good news about the coronavirus. I know it was hard, believe me, but I did find some things. One is that China has closed down its last coronavirus hospital. There were not enough cases to keep it open. Yay! 103-year-old grandmother in China recovered from the virus. She's a tough cookie. I haven't seen a picture of her, but I'm just betting that she's a bit little fighter. So anyway, that's good. In India, doctors have been successful in treating the virus with a combination of drugs, and they are going to share it with the world. They had a lot of success with that there. So that's good. We now have millions of test kits in America to distribute nationally. That's going to make a difference. I think it's going to be a little upsetting to hear all the numbers, but I guess we got to get tough. But anyway, they're here. They're ready to go. And scientists in Israel are likely to announce a vaccine. There's also one in San Diego, same time. And my money's on both of them. I don't care who does it. I hope they do it at the same moment, but I don't care. So it's a great thing. South Korea has reported that only 10% of the people in their country that got coronavirus were hospitalized. And that's really good news because they got a lot of smokers in South Korea. So that bodes well for us. Cleveland Clinic has a test that gives results to the coronavirus in hours, not days, which is really good. Italy has been the hardest hit because their population is the oldest, which, you know, over 65, I get it. But anyway, that's why they're having so much trouble. This is a good one. The coronavirus does not transmit from a pregnant mother to a baby, which makes me very, very happy because babies are babies. And this one I couldn't verify, but I love it so much. This one is the one that makes me the happiest and the most hopeful. And I did read it. I read it on the same page as everything else, but I didn't get to verify it. I don't want to. I just want to believe in it. So let's just, it's got to be true. The thing is that it says that high temperatures and high relative humidity reduce the transmission of the COVID-19. So we can all move to Houston. I love that one. Here's some good news too. Okay, your pets cannot spread the coronavirus. Now, cats knew this all along, but dogs are relieved to hear it, or they're just relieving themselves, or maybe they're doing both at the same time. Probably both at the same time. At least my dogs, personally, that's how they show their gratitude. So, relieved, they're relieved. Okay, now, this is some good news. This is the nice news that I found. That's all the good news I found that's like medical, but nice things are happening. And one of them is, of course, you saw the people singing in Italy. And there's been the United Nations got together and said that only Italy is allowed to sing outside their windows because they're the only ones that have good voices. Still, it's nice. Everybody in Italy. Okay, in Spain, this one is beautiful. These people went to their windows and they were applauding. It makes me want to cry. They were applauding the health workers as they walked by, which right now, those are the guys. I mean, they're brave. They're as brave as soldiers. And they are susceptible to it in a big way. And they keep coming back. After this is all over, we got to really, really think about that. Think about these people. They have families. And they do what they do. And they stay at the hospital. These are like soldiers on the front line. Really. They need a better something from us. So anyway, there was, of course, the video in Hunan of the doctors and the nurses taking off their masks and smiling. That one makes me want to cry too. And okay, there's a convenience store in Scotland that has been handing out free face masks and hand sanitizers. That's just sweet. Then there's the 17-year-old kid in Seattle. And back like in December, he started a website that that would track the coronavirus cases all over the world. I mean, what do they put in the water in Seattle that makes all those people so smart? I have no idea. But what inspired me to do this was a guy in my very own town, a guy that I know from Facebook, and his name is Carlton Caldwell, and he's really quite amazing. I've been watching him like 3 years ago. I wanted to have an interview with him, and we were setting it up, but then all this happened. So I'm just going to talk about him without him. I mean, he would make it better, but the thing is, he just keeps doing so many things that I just can't wait anymore. Like 3 or 4 years ago, he decided to go for his dream, and he'd been in the service and everything else, but he decided he wanted to be an actor, and he's no spring chicken. He says he has a face for radio, but I think he looks fine. But he went after it. He went after his dream, and he'd talk about it, and he'd say, you know, believe in your own dreams and everything, and it kind of worked me up to do what I'm doing. So I really want to thank him for that. And the other thing is, it's been fun tracking his success and his failures. He keeps coming back, and it gets better and better. Now he's like in movies and on TV shows, and he gets really very lucrative commercials and everything. And he just decided one day to do this. Another thing that touched me about him was he's a good singer. Like, he goes to karaoke bars, and he can really sing like classic, almost cowboy western songs. He's got a really deep voice. But what he does is he also plays the piano over the Christmas holidays at nursing homes. And he just puts it out there on Facebook. Hey, do you want me to come over to your mom's nursing home and play? I'll do it. This is how he does things. He just throws everything out there. And he just bought a car recently, and it caught on fire the very same day he bought it. He was showing it to his friend, and it caught on fire. He takes everything in stride. That's one of the other things I like about this guy. But what he's done recently is kind of amazing. He said that anybody who needs toilet tissue or baby wipes or diapers or anything, to just let him know. That he's just going to take care of people. I mean, he doesn't know who he's taking care of. He just does this. And he's gotten a little help from some people, but it's mostly him. And he just goes around, and like, he was just at McDonald's. This is what made me do this today. He was just at McDonald's talking to somebody, like he must be the friendliest guy in the world. And they didn't have any, these people were holding a baby, and they didn't have any toilet tissue or baby wipes. So he just had them in his car, I hope, not in his pockets, I don't know. And so he just gave them to him. But he's a really nice person. It's just, he flung himself in there. And he's not 12. Like, I guess he's maybe, I don't know, in his 40s. He goes out risking it. He's just got this attitude. So this is the time to look at all these people. And right here in River City, we've got one, and his name is Carlton. And so I want to thank Carlton personally for everything he does and all the other people that are doing things. And these are just some of the stories, because he's not even written up anywhere. And I mean, he's going all over town. He does not stop. So I guess every town has their own Carltons, and they're just not getting any feedback. And that's not why he's doing it. It's just kind of nice to know nice stories. So thank you, Carlton. And thank you, everybody else. Millions, I'm sure there's just hundreds, maybe actually 80 people in the country who are like this, doing all these wonderful things. So thanks. And if I get more good news about the coronavirus, I will be back. And thank you again. Thank you, Carlton. Bye-bye.